Another funny thing happened, and you ladies, I want to use a four-letter word here, but it's nothing that you haven't heard before. We was going to sound check once again. They always come over and pick Chet and I up. The group would go early. And when we checked in a hotel, well, they'd go into the auditorium. And they'd set up, a drummer would set up, and amps, not a Chet's amp, but it set up and all that, and get ready to go. And then they'd come and get Chet and I. And I'd help him with his guitar and whatever. And to go to his room and get his guitar and pack it out for him. And the car picked us up to the lobby. So one day we was up east, up there in Yankee Land somewhere. And I was sort of aggravated about something. I was complaining. And so we get in his car. And I said, something other shit. And Chet turned and said, I wish you wouldn't say that word. And I hate to hear that word. I just hate it. And I said, I'm sorry, Chet. I shouldn't have said it. I said, I'll try to break myself saying it. It's just a habit. So in about 2 or 3 weeks, we was back in Nashville, and I went over to his office to have lunch with him. And he was on the phone talking to somebody. And I sat nowhere waiting to get on. So when he got through talking on the phone, he hung it up and said, shit. I didn't say anything. But it made me feel better. I had a little company there. One more story I'll tell, and then we'll move on to something else. We was having a sound check one time, and he was singing that song about his dad, and I always sit behind him on his right. And I was playing the fills behind him like I always do. Generally, I try to play the same thing. But I happened to play a fill that I used to play behind the Lubin Brothers. And I heard Chet play it on old record, on Lubin Brothers record and other records. I heard him play it many times. So I played it, and he stopped singing. And he turned around to me and said, don't ever play that lick again. I hate that thing. He didn't like anything to sing a country on his stuff. I mean, he didn't hate country music, but he didn't want to be country. He wanted to be what he was.